because this was on the other side, but for whatever reason, it was all loose and weird. And
I don't know if that's possible, but sure.
It was, because I just moved, twist, tighten that. But it was like super loose, going flippity, flappity, flippity, floppity.
Yeah, but if that was on the other side, the microphone would be facing this way. Do you see what I'm saying? So no, it wasn't. Unless you had it, because yeah,
I
mean, no.
I might have spun the microphone.
No, you didn't.
Why?
Because mine is always facing down and yours is always facing up.
No, I mean, I might have spun it.
Yeah, but it wasn't, the whole bracket was not hanging over this thing.
No, I know that.
There's no way to do what you're trying to prove. It's mathematically impossible.
It's not mathematically impossible.
Well, you let me know when you figure out.
Like this.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. It's not complicated.
It is, actually, turns out.
Danvers podcast.
Everywhere.
I was just talking to Colin about how much I care about audio quality. My name is Trevor, and when Colin's done fumbling with this fucking microphone, we'll start the show.
I don't like that we have to move these. You need to fix your basement. Hurry up.
Well, come help me fix my basement and we'll do
it. Well, fucking let me know.
Or do what I said 6 months ago and let me move all this shit to your house.
I have no room for this.
Then deal with it. Full stop. Welcome to Loud Neighbors Podcast.
I don't think my garage would be a good acoustic environment for this.
No, that's fair.
I mean, I guess I got two rugs in there. They're small.
Hi, Colin. How was your week?
It was all right. So earlier I was saying, so this thing,
yeah,
I'm not going to make any money. I'm just keeping that. I'm going to end up.
It's a remote for people who can't see this thing.
But there are two other devices. There's another remote and like a base station. Those are also like $20 a piece. And I was checking them out on eBay. They sell on the regular for about $150 for both of them. So I bought two of each.
A little bit of profit.
Yeah, a little bit.
That ain't bad.
Yeah.
You going to claim that on your taxes?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not selling them. I'm gifting them to somebody.
All right. Just checking.
Yeah.
Just keeping you honest with Uncle Sam.
A little bit. Yeah, fuck them. I was told by a guy he should be shot for treason.
Yeah.
This week.
Oh, yeah.
He came back, messaged me again.
Oh, okay. Give people the backstory before you get to this new message.
So I have this, I have a tube amplifier I'm trying to sell.
I got myself a brand new tube amplifier.
Tube amps.
La, 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 la.
Were, you know, common before solid state devices, which is what most everything we have electronic is now.
Yeah.
We used vacuum tubes.
Yeah.
What solid state does was basically took those same circuits and shrunk them way down and made them not impervious, susceptible to electronic magnetic radiation.
Okay.
Or interference, whatever. Anyway, got this amplifier, got it restored over the course of the last year. And one of the things on it, the output tubes were bad.
Okay.
And so I was looking them up and I'm like, ugh, the original ones, nobody makes tubes anymore except for China.
Those are the things that look like little light bulbs, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nobody makes tubes anymore. So you have to go find new old stock basically. And I was looking up the ones that are recommended to go in there, which were Sylvania brand. The 7189 is the model number. Really fucking expensive to find new old stock because I think they stopped making those in like 1958, 1959. So long time ago. And I was talking to a tech I know and he's like, go get these ones. They're Russian. They made them, they made them up until like the early 80s and they're military specs. So they're fucking going to be way better than the original, and they're almost as good as the American U.S. military versions.
All right.
Because turns out when the Russians were making technology to run the world, try to run the world or take over it, they did a decent job, except for the cars. Their cars were garbage.
Sure.
I don't know why. I don't know why that was a disconnect for them. But they could do everything else pretty fucking well. And this guy messages me. I put it up for sale and said I have, you know, Russian output tubes put in, this, that, and the other thing. This guy messaged me. He's like, oh, you should be shot for treachery.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, wait. Okay.
You got a message from fucking Joe McCarthy, huh?
I didn't know that. Yeah, my Uncle Joe. I didn't know that you... If you have anything Russian made, it's treason.
Well, yeah, duh.
And I don't think that's how that works.
Haven't you been following all this impeachment hearings?
I guess I fucking forgot about that.
If you've ever met a Russian. Oh, hey, hold on. My microphone just. Never mind. I think we're okay, but my brain. I think it was my ears.
Okay.
Never mind. Hey.
Hey-o.
That was weird. There's like a pressure change or something, and my ears just like fucking closed up or something.
Ah, that's always weird. It's a weird sensation. So anyway, I was just like, whatever. And then he tells me to keep waiting. I don't fucking know. Whatever. And today I get a message from him again, because I'm like, you know.
You guys are best friends now.
I guess. And he says, so comrade, is the duck in the oven for Christmas?
What?
And apparently Russians eat duck.
Don't Americans also eat duck? I guess we eat goose.
No, we eat duck.
Oh, I don't. What are they eating in A Christmas Story?
I think it's duck.
Is it duck or goose? Sure it's duck. Duck. There you go.
Because they go to a Chinese restaurant. Chinese restaurants serve duck.
Okay. If it's good enough for the most like American Christmas movie ever made, it's good enough for me. As a Russian sympathizer.
So I asked him if he needs a hug.
Yeah.
And he told me wrong password. I'm really confused about this guy.
Oh, maybe he thinks you're actually a fucking sleeper cell.
Then he says, you foe know the equipment is junk.
Junk?
Junk.
Junk?
Junk.
Colin, that equipment is junk.
And I just told him he must be bored. What? I don't...
You have weird friends.
It's not a friend. I don't know who this fucking guy is.
I bet he's your friend on Facebook.
He's not.
He just didn't even... Like, because you got 1,500 Facebook friends. He's probably one of them you just didn't even notice.
It's under 500. It's like 4-something.
Yeah.
Which is 4-something too many.
I was going to say. I keep it under 150 and it's still 100 and like at least 25 too many.
Yeah. I need to go through and really fucking...
Purge?
It's just such a fucking pain in the dick to do it.
Yeah.
They make it difficult.
On purpose.
And it bothers me that they do that.
Yeah.
Well, it's because they know that, he's not going to go do that.
It's fun, though. Yeah. It's fun Purging. Once you do it. Yeah. Just getting rid of people.
People ever just like, what happened? Why did you delete me?
No, because you don't know any of those people. That's the thing about it.
Good. I should do that. That's a good idea.
Yes, it is.
Maybe I'll spend some time doing that. No, you know what I'm going to spend time doing? Playing Shenmue 3.
Did you get a PlayStation 4, Colin?
I did.
Welcome aboard.
Hey. Kind of annoying, doesn't have an IR port on it.
What a weird complaint, but yeah,
I guess.
It's
not a weird complaint, because I like my universal remotes.
Yeah, it's still a weird complaint.
I like my macros that I can hit one button, it turns everything on and goes to the right input.
I don't think you can turn the PlayStation 4 on without the controller anyway.
You could if you had a fucking IR input on it.
That seems dumb.
It doesn't. That seems I can retarded. Do it with the Xbox One.
Yeah, but that's a garbage console for
it's
garbage
not,
people.
It's not, though.
There's not even...
It doesn't have Shenmue 3, though, so there's that. It does have that thing.
And mate.
But also, so I got the bundle, came with God of War.
Yeah.
Life is Strange.
The game that you don't want to play because it's garbage.
Oh, is it?
I talked about it on here.
Okay.
Fuck, what the hell is that game called? The something remastered.
Oh, great.
Last of Us. Last of Us remastered.
something remastered. And then some game where you're fighting dinosaur robots.
That game is supposed to be really good. I haven't played it. Yeah.
I can't remember the name of it, but I don't, whatever.
Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah. So I didn't play any of that. I didn't play any of The Last of Us, but I played some God of War.
Oh, yeah. How is that?
I don't like it.
Really?
I don't like that combat style. It's like...
I'll give you $20 for it.
It's digital.
Oh, never mind.
Copy. I redeemed the code. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
It uses this... So I'm thinking about it. I'm like, why don't I like this? And I think the reason I don't like it is because the boss fights aren't necessarily difficult in that you really have to... You have to think about it. They're difficult and they just last for fucking ever. And you do the same goddamn fucking move over and over.
I loved the first three God of Wars.
Yeah.
I watched a few streamers, including Sean, play that one. And I did not... Nothing about it looked like a game I wanted to play.
It's like...
They're like, let's turn God of War into a Dark Souls game.
Yes.
In all the worst possible ways.
Yeah. I don't get
it. Which sucks because the combat...
Also, I hate making dodge a mechanic that you absolutely have to use. If you don't fucking use it, you won't go anywhere.
Well, the old God of Wars were like that, but the dodge mechanic was so good in them, and because it was just your right stick.
Oh, yeah.
And you just tapped the right stick in a direction. No matter what animation you were in, you would instantly break out of that animation and roll away.
I have to double tap X in a direction.
Yeah, no, see, that's not as good.
It's dumb.
That's bad.
It's like the Dark Souls games or whatever.
Especially...
And I'm thinking about it. I'm like, well, you know, Breath of the Wild employed combat mechanics like that. But the difference with that game is I could kill things in so many different fucking ways. I wasn't hamstrung, I guess, in that I had to kill things...
Yeah.
Very linear. Also, the game is like, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It looks fantastic.
Sure.
But it is literally just fucking, it's Fable. It's so on fucking rails.
Yeah. Well, that's the other problem. Yeah. I think it opens up once you get to like a hub world in the middle a little bit. The old ones were completely linear, but that was fine. That's what they were. That was kind of games they were.
Mm-hmm.
I think the other problem with this one that I had is the camera is like RE4 style, where it's like right on top of your shoulder. So your character model is like one third of the screen.
Yeah.
And then you can constantly are getting attacked from behind.
Yes.
By guys you can't see.
Yep. Well, they got arrows though.
Yeah. What am I playing? Fucking SOCOM over here?
Right.
I don't fucking want directional errors.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking about it. I'm like, another game that just had a really smooth combat system were the Arkham Asylum game.
Yeah.
The Arkham Asylum, Arkham City.
Yep.
Like, that combat was super fucking smooth.
It was great.
And it was good because you weren't zoomed in on Batman all the time.
Yeah.
When more enemies came in, the camera would pan out and fucking
so you could
beat the shit out of people. It's fucking great.
Good camera work. What sucks about God of War specifically is that God of War 3 was probably the last time anyone gave a shit about video game cameras.
Yeah.
Because God of War 3 has fixed third-person cameras. You can't control the camera in that game.
Hmm.
And so it was like real cinema.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
What is the word? Cinematographic? That doesn't... Cinema...
Cinnamon graphics.
It was real cinnamon graphics. You know what I'm saying? And yes. And then they're like, ah, fuck it.
It was an artistic
choice. Yeah, fuck it. Just stick the fucking camera to his back like every other third-person game they make now.
Yeah.
Nobody does good cameras anymore.
Not really.
And it sucks.
Yeah, I could see that.
I appreciated old games before there was a right stick to just say, fuck it, let them deal with the camera,
mm-hmm.
when people used to have to think about the camera.
It's also got a... So you start and you have your Kratos and his kid.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's his child.
Yeah.
Because, you know, his wife just died and they burn her body
right at
the beginning there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like added mechanics where you can command the kid to do different things, and most of it's just shoot arrows at him.
Boys! You just shout boy a lot.
Yeah, you shout boy a lot.
Yeah.
I don't. It is so rare that I find a AAA title I just fucking get drawn into. That is not one of them.
Yeah, fuck that game. Let's talk about the important
game. It's really pretty.
Have you played any Shenmue yet?
I have played a little bit. I am just in Shenhua's home village.
Yep.
And I just talked to the stonemasons. I didn't get very far because I got tired.
Have you chopped wood yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. I know. I'm excited for that.
I'm
excited for
that. You got to talk to the guy at the Tauget.
Did you watch the recap movie?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. And you're right. The voice acting is exactly the same.
That dude has not either. They recorded all that dialogue 20 years ago, which.
I mean, it would make sense that it just sounds the same.
Or that guy has not aged a day in 20 years.
Probably not. Voice actors probably work on their voices.
Even if they're not good ones. I mean, yeah. Even if they're the worst.
But I'm playing it. I'm like, if this had came out on like the PS3/Xbox 360, this game would have been fucking amazing. It would have.
I mean, I think it's amazing anyway. I think by the PS3 360 era, this game was already very, very dated.
No, early PS3 360.
Maybe.
Not
maybe.
Late.
Yeah.
You can't, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
As consoles age, games start looking way fucking better. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Really is what it is.
I love this game, though. Yeah. I haven't stopped. I spent most of the weekend fishing.
Nice. Oh, good. You can fish.
Yeah.
That's pretty fun.
And that's.
But yes, you're right. Everything else about it is just fucking.
It's 20 years
wonderfully
old.
Terrible.
Yeah.
And wonderfully Shenmue.
Yeah.
Like, there was a part, like his interaction, conversations with people.
Yeah. They're so natural.
And how he just abruptly ends shit.
Yeah. Well.
Okay then.
Yeah.
Okay then.
Okay then.
Usually when people are saying okay then, they're annoyed.
Yeah.
Why is he annoyed all the time?
Yeah, he always sounds annoyed. Also, when you're talking to, you can have conversations with Shenhua, and you'll be like, hey, Shenhua, yes, Ryo, do you want to keep talking? Shenhua, tell me about your dad or whatever the fuck. And then she'll go on in a little spiel, and then that'll end, and it'll like reload. Not like a complete load, but that weird fade out, fade back in thing it does in the middle of conversations. Yeah. And she'll be like, hey, Ryo, I want to know more about you. And then she'll basically ask you the exact same question.
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
I've also realized that Ryo is kind of a dumb.
Oh, yeah, he's real dumb. He can just punch.
But I mean, like, he should have stayed in Hong Kong and banged Joy.
Yeah, probably.
Joy's bad as fuck.
Yeah.
The chick was hot.
But he's got
redheaded Asian chick? Yes, please.
I mean, I'm 100%
with
on
a
board.
Nice titty shirt? Yeah. Shenhua's all fucking like got turtlenecks and stupid hats on.
But he's there to murder Landy. He's got to find the guy who killed his father. Look, this ain't about banging.
It should be.
He can bang all the hoes
he's
he wants.
18.
He's
18. That's all he's thinking about right now.
Wait till you start talking to all the fucking old cougars in town, because they all want to fuck Ryo.
Nice. Does he?
Yes. Nice. I don't know.
Oh,
probably not.
That's stupid.
He's fucking focused on vengeance and kung fu. All right. No time for pussy. There's vengeance to be had.
They need an alternate fucking choose your own adventure. Just Shenmue.
Japanese dating sim version of Shenmue. here's the thing that I love about Shenmue, and the part of Shenmue that nobody else ever understood that was what made it good, and nobody else has ever, like, everybody's taken the day-night cycle from it and the fucking open world shit from it and the fucking towns, and the part where you're just like walking around asking people the same question till you find the piece of information you need, the part where it's just a detective game.
Yeah.
Is the part I love about
it. It's Japanese Batman, basically.
Exactly. And it's the part nobody else has ever realized that this is what made Shenmue special, was that it's
right.
It's all about
It's not trying to appeal to a fucking fan base.
No, it's all about solving this mystery. And in order to do it, like you'd have to do in the real life, you just got to talk to everybody till you find the clue you're looking for. Well, I mean,
it's elements of fucking old RPGs.
And I love that.
You go play old fucking Phantasy Star games and shit. Like, there's some RPGs. Like, I'm a huge fan of Shining Force games.
Yes.
They're pretty linear and you don't really need to talk to everybody.
Yeah.
But there are other games... There was a game I played, it's on Genesis and, Super Nintendo called Uncharted Waters, New Horizons.
Yeah.
It's a world discovery game. Basically you start off as one of five characters in somewhere in Europe and, you know, one's a cartographer, one's a merchant, one's, you know, so on and so forth.
Sure.
One's like a privateer. And you get money to start a fleet and you got to go out and fucking discover the world and make your name, basically.
Like you do.
But one of the things with that game is you got to walk around and talk to people in towns.
Yeah.
You go into town, like, if you don't, you're not going to fucking figure out where you're going.
Right.
And that's... Shenmue did that to fucking the extreme.
I love
basically.
It. And I love, because I love you like, oh, you got to talk to fucking Jim about that. I'm like, okay. So then I start asking around, hey, who's Jim? Where's Jim? Oh, Jim likes to go to the bar. So you're like, oh, yeah. Shit, I'll go to the bar. And they're like, oh, Jim doesn't show up till 7 p.m. So then you got to go dick around till 7 p.m. until Jim shows up at the bar. I fucking love it, man. If they made a Batman, if they just fucking put Ryo Hazuki in a Batman cowl, it would be the best Batman game.
Right. Yeah. It's a detective game with some fighting.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's fucking incredible. I love it.
And all these hot chicks want to bang him.
Yes. And he's like, do you know where I can find some sailors? Hey, I'm looking for some thugs. Have you seen any? Fucking love it. It's so perfect.
Have you seen Tom around here?
Hi-dio!
Tom was the best.
If I keep dancing, more customers may come.
Fucking Japanese guy with dreads selling hot dogs.
He's American.
I mean, he's Japanese.
He's supposed to be American.
Is he?
Yes. He's his friend from America.
Why does he have a fucking Jamaican accent?
Why does he have a weird Japanese-Jamaican accent hybrid? I don't know, but he is Rio's American
friend. And he kind of looks like he's Japanese with dreads.
Yes.
So you're like, ee, haha.
He's supposed to be his American friend.
Yeah, fantastic. Anyway, I don't...
That's why he sells hot dogs, man. A classic American cuisine.
Ryo walks like he's got a dump in his pants.
Always.
Perfect.
Like, it's the same weird, shitty, stiff animation, and he runs, like,
yeah, but
straight up.
They... No more tank controls.
No, yeah, they fixed the controls.
I'm so glad.
They did the only thing they changed the only thing I wanted them to change and left everything else exactly
the same, yeah.
And I appreciate it.
Up-res it a bit.
Yeah. Not too much. It doesn't look so much better that it's jarring, but it looks...
Well, yeah, that's true. It doesn't... Yeah. I guess playing God of War and then going and playing that, I'm like, okay, this game is definitely about 10 to 15 years old.
Yeah. It looks better, but not so much better that you're like, well, that's not even Ryo Hazuki. Like, he still looks kind of fucking flat and shitty like he always has.
How have they not just made this a game? Like, not a game, but a movie. How has that not happened?
I think it loses... I don't think it's a good story without...
Eh, maybe not.
I mean, do you want to watch a movie that's... Okay.
Yes, because...
First of all, it'd have to be an HBO series.
Okay, yeah.
And half of the season is just him... fishing or chopping wood or driving a fucking forklift.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Literally, you're going to watch an hour and a half episode of him like
boop, 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 boop,
driving a forklift.
Boop, boop, beep, beep. The fucking music is so good in that game.
Yeah.
It's just,
it always has been.
Oh, yeah. And again, we said that when the fucking remakes came out, the remasters of the original ones came out.
Yeah.
It's just that game sets such a fucking atmosphere for you.
Uh-huh.
Like, I can't wait to get into a city. I hope there's a city in there. That'd be nice.
It would be nice.
Because that was walking through Dawita and fucking, what was the name of the other town that he lived in?
Starts with an A, I believe. I can't remember.
But anyway, walking through those towns, it's just like, I don't know. You felt like you were there.
Yeah.
It's fucking cool.
I don't know how much you
like going
playing.
Through that alley, super seedy feeling. Like,
yeah. But that village is way bigger than it than you think right now.
Right.
That village is fucking huge.
Sure.
You've still got a ways to explore in that village.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I've seen it all yet, and okay. I've seen a lot of village.
All right. There's a guy who makes YouTube videos named Adam Korolik.
Yeah.
And he posted pictures a while back. I posted a video of actually him walking through Dobwida.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat.
Oh, like real life Dobwida? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I've seen that. Once you start getting weird random items, because you will, because it's Shenmue.
Yeah, sure.
You'll get access to a pawn shop. Don't fucking sell them to the pawn shop. Double check first, because you'll get a list of exchanges. So you can exchange a group of items for new kung fu moves.
Mm.
And I accidentally sold a quest item that I need for a kung fu move, so I can never get that kung fu move, because that's the kind of game.
Thank you for telling me that.
That's the kind of game Shenmue is, where they're like, well, you shouldn't have sold that shit then, you dipshit.
That shit. You know, okay, so there was a fucking... That happened to me in a game. There was a... It's a Castlevania game on the DS called Portrait of Ruin. Pretty good game. Except that there was a point where you can sell a quest item.
Yeah.
And you could never get it back.
Yeah.
And basically broke the game for you, because there's an item, like, I'm pretty sure you, I maybe you could have continued without it, but like, it was a pretty good item. I think it's like a new weapon or something.
This doesn't break the game or anything. It's just, you know, one of a million moves. Sure, but,
that you'll probably never use anyway.
But it's still front. Well, I have the two moves I want to use, which is like a fucking roundhouse sweep and this fucking elbow strike that knocks people down.
Yeah.
That's about all I need.
The,
yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so double check everything before you sell anything. That you don't need it for fucking moves.
Okay.
Because god damn it, you piece of shit game. I'm so upset. Anyway, that's...
Yeah, back to the God of War thing.
Oh, yeah.
Now that you mentioned that about the whole, they made it into a Dark Souls game.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's totally what that is.
Yeah.
And why I don't like it.
That's why Sean liked it so much, I think. Because he likes bad games.
I don't. Well, Monster Hunter games are the same exact thing. I tried playing one once. I'm like, it's not fun for me.
Right.
I don't know.
They don't look fun.
I like a bit of a challenge, but I don't want to beat my face against it.
Right.
Like, I don't take any pleasure in that, and I don't know why people do. I mean, whatever. People like what they like.
Sure.
People like fucking those hot sauces that melt your face literally off.
I mean, people love Shenmue.
Well, those people are smart.
Look, I'll say the same thing about them I say about David Cage games. They're not good, but I'm glad they exist.
Yeah, fair enough. But I'm annoyed that I got a fucking, you know, two of the three games in that bundle are not good anyway.
Yeah, but what are you going to do?
I did only pay $35 for Shenmue, though.
There you go. Fuck, yeah, that's a steal. Did you get disc or the download?
Disc.
Nice.
That's why I didn't get it on the PC, because fuck that shit. I want a fucking, I want a physical copy.
So did I. I don't know why, but it mattered.
It does matter. For something like that, it matters.
Yeah.
The game I don't give a shit about, no, I'll take all the digital copies you want.
When you're done with Shenmue, I will let you borrow Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Because it's probably the best PlayStation 4 game. It's real fucking good.
I kind of wish I would have got that bundle when it was out.
Yeah.
But whatever.
It was probably way more expensive. It only came with that.
It was a pro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The pros were only $300.
Yeah,
this weekend.
I wouldn't get a pro at this point because the PS5 is so close to being out anyway. But there's plenty of stuff on the PS4.
Yeah,
to make it
but
worth $200.
I adopted this system at the end of its life cycle, and
that's fair.
I'm going to stick with it for 6 years now.
That's fair.
Fuck.
I mean, you do that.
I don't, because I don't play enough games to justify buying it
for $600.
Right,
yeah, I get it.
Because usually there's not that many good games.
And there's enough PS4 exclusives that you haven't played yet to go back and revisit.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
And the first chapter of the Final Fantasy VII is coming out with the best combat.
I'm
Why can't everything just be as good as Breath of the Wild? That's what I want to know, Trevor.
Why can't the people making the Final Fantasy VII reboot have waited till Shenmue 3 came out and then they could have seen how to do it right?
Well,
oh, just make it look a little better and play exactly the same.
I mean, that's...
That's what they want. That's what they want.
Has Squeenix really done anything good in the last 15 years?
Squeenix has never done anything good.
I would disagree, but you would disagree with me.
Which what?
Star Ocean 3.
Yeah, the game was bad.
It wasn't.
Was that Square Enix?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like one of the first Squeenix games.
Since they became Squeenix, they've done nothing good. Enix ruined Squaresoft.
That Murdered Soul Suspect game's pretty cool. That's a game you should fucking get and play.
I don't know what that is.
It's a Squeenix game. I think it's like one of those digital only games. It's a detective game.
All right. Is it as good as The Quiet Man?
Never.
Go that. Look up the don't play it. Just go look up The Quiet Man. It's like the spiritual successor to The Bouncer, I guess.
Oh, nice.
Except for if The Bouncer was completely broken and barely worked. And also the shtick of the game is the main character is deaf, so you don't hear any of the dialogue. And there's, there's hours of cutscenes of people talking to each other that just with no audio.
Holy shit, that's brilliant.
Yes.
Why isn't... Wow.
Yes.
I was going to say, there's a movie called The Quiet Man with John Wayne, which is great, but...
This isn't that.
Yeah, Murdered Soul Suspect. That was a pretty fun game.
All right, I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's, again, detective game.
But I'm busy playing the detective game.
That's true.
Shenmue 3. And by the detective game, I mean the fishing simulator. And the wood chopping simulator.
And the talking to people, having pointless conversations with people simulator.
Yeah.
I mean...
It's great.
You kind of do that in real life, too.
Uh-huh. It's such a perfect simulation of life. God, I love Shenmue. Thanksgiving this week, Colin. How was your Thanksgiving?
I smoked some ribs.
Yeah. You brought me some. I'm very excited. I'm going to bring them to work for lunch today, I think.
Did nothing else. So when you put them in the microwave, well, like 2 minutes, and the bones are going to be... The bones act as heat.
Yeah.
Radiators.
Sure.
They heat up and then the meat heats up once those are at their boiling point.
So bring a fork.
Yes.
Okay.
Because, ouch.
I will do that. Thank you for the tip, the pro tip.
Otherwise, they're pretty good. I did 3 St. Louis cut racks and 1 baby back. I don't like doing baby backs. Baby backs basically have rib tips on them.
Mm.
In St. Louis, they trim that part off.
Got it.
I would just stick with St. Louis from now on, because rib tips are dumb.
I don't know what the difference is.
They got the stupid, it's not bone, but it's like cartilage in it.
Oh, yeah. Why would you want that?
I mean, just because it was cheaper.
Oh, all right. Fair enough.
But
I mean, why would people choose that, I guess, is my question.
Some people fucking think, some people absolutely love rib tips.
Trevor. All right. Well, people are wrong.
They are. You're correct. So I did that and we cooked it was just me and Doria. We didn't fucking go anywhere. We cooked a turkey breast, a bone in breast.
Nice.
It was fine, I guess.
Yeah, I like turkey.
I like it too. She put too much salt on it for the seasoning.
To be honest, more than turkey, like I like leftover turkey that you make into sandwiches later.
Yeah, that's fair.
God, my sister-in-law made this sweet potato shit with like crumbles on top. It was so good.
I can't do sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
You make me gag.
It was so good. I just kept eating it.
People like sweet potatoes. I just can't.
I just kept eating it.
Candied yams.
And then I kept eating it.
Ooh.
And I just kept. And I wouldn't stop eating it.
Ooh.
And then I came home and ate half a pie. I ate so much fucking food yesterday.
Yeah, not yesterday. I didn't.
We did, I did my dad and my stepmom's family was on Thursday, and then my sister-in-law and my mom's side of the family did shit yesterday.
Gotcha.
So I got 2 huge, delicious meals. It was awesome. I think that's literally all I did this weekend, too.
Yeah, that's it.
I ate a lot and slept and played Shenmue.
I spent too much money.
The only thing I bought... at all on any Black Friday sales is I bought a new little pot of paint at the Geek Room. And then you got to roll the dice and depending on what you rolled was how much percent off you got.
Yeah, well, that works.
So I got 15% off of a $6 pot of paint. It was worth it. That was my Black Friday excursion.
Let's see here. So I got, I got a couple of stories.
Excellent.
I don't know if you saw this one. Did I bring this one in? I might.
We haven't done like stories in a bit, so probably not.
Man wearing TV on head caught on camera leaving old TVs on Virginia front porches.
I think you did actually bring that one in. I think we mentioned that.
I might have posted it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, a guy had a fucking old tube television as a helmet, and he was leaving old tube televisions on people's porches, and it's brilliant.
Nice.
It's the best thing.
Here's a story for you. Speaking of video games, the realest video game ever made that actually exists and is totally a video game, Star Citizen,
yeah,
just passed $250 million raised in its crowdfunding campaign.
Jesus fucking Christ. $250 million. That dude is a fucking genius.
For a game that is not a real game, it's just some tech demos and
I think you can play it now.
You can play some parts of it.
Yeah.
You can play like a shitty multiplayer shooter version of it, and you can fly some spaceships. But like the whole integrated big world, open world game that it's supposed to be is not a thing yet. Because it's just a few different tech disconnected tech demos. Because, yeah. But with $250 million, you think you could actually make that game.
Right.
I assume it's just him and $250 million, like, by themselves working on this game. Because it's been, like, 10 years now.
I mean, the tech demos they put out are fucking gorgeous, though. Yeah. Holy shit.
It's cool looking. I wish it was a game.
Yeah, me too. Apparently,
200 people have paid. He made $10 million last month. People are still donating that much money to this game 10 years later. It's insane to me.
It is insane. I've never put a dime into it, even though I want that game more than most people.
I know you do.
Yeah. What's the game that, Connor, you started playing, some space game?
I didn't start playing it, and I don't remember. Elite Dangerous, maybe?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
He bought it for me.
He was showing me some of it. It kind of, it's reminiscent of...
Well, it's like Space Truckers game, right? It looks good. I was going to play it on Extra Life, but then I didn't have time. But it looks like a lot of fun.
I have an article here.
Okay.
The racist practice of mispronouncing names.
Uh-oh. Explain this to me, Callan.
When Zuhira Ali, I hope I pronounced her name right.
Yeah.
Walks into a coffee shop. She stands outside the door, opens her wallet, takes out her card, figures out exactly what she wants to order, and she reminds herself, "You're Billy, you're Billy." The barista doesn't believe her, of course, but they can't do anything about it. As her host, Kia Roy, says, "You can be whoever you want to because you will never see this barista again." And this blah, 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 blah. They talk about each other living in the United States with uncommon names. They also talk to Rita Coley, a professor at University of California, Riverside, who has researched the effects of mispronouncing names on students of color. Blah, blah, blah. Basically saying that they have weird spelled names, and if you dare mispronounce them, you are racist. Is the gist of it.
As a guy who has an incredibly common name that's spelled exactly phonetically and is called Travis constantly, get over it?
Right. I grew up, people who knew me, like teachers, would call me, I had one teacher who called me Collins.
Yeah.
He pluralized my name for some reason or gave me ownership of something, I'm not sure.
I mean, you're pretty fat. Maybe he just thought was several of you sitting there.
Hey, Collins. That Collins is a common one. Colon, I got all the fucking time. Like,
it's because you smell like shit.
Right.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It would have been in like second grade.
Yeah, right. I mean, yeah, you're right. Get the fuck over it.
What are you going to do? Like...
And the funny comparison is when people are like, yeah, but you know how to pronounce Schwarzenegger. Yes, because he's a famous person and his name is in the media.
Constantly. Also, nobody knew how to pronounce it in the 80s.
Right.
Everybody fucked it up.
Yep.
Constantly.
Schwollenpecker.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's like that,
Just a race thing.
Mahershala Ali or whatever his name is. It's complicated. Nobody's heard this name before. What do you want us to do?
Yeah. Fucking people are dumb.
So I work with a lot of different ethnicities. Mm-hmm. And I've never mispronounced a guy named Kofi's name or a guy named, you know, things like that.
Yeah, because it's common.
It's a very... it is where I work. But in general public, like... Kofi Kingston, not a normal name.
Yeah.
But it makes sense. It's spelled how it sounds, I guess, is what I'm saying. Whereas if somebody mispronounces Xavier Woods' name as Xavier, well, it's because the only other time they've seen that name is Professor X.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Cry about it and call people racist, apparently, is what you're going to do.
Ridiculous.
It's fucking stupid.
I have a stupider story, Colin.
Interrupting someone to say it's Kia, not Kia. Isn't me being irritating. It's me putting my foot down against a vehicle of racism. And then in turn, creating an environment in which owning your name is a norm, not the exception. Kia Roy says.
You ready for a dumber story than that?
Sure.
Winner dinner. That's the headline. Supermarket savvy dad.
I saw this.
I got this from Covarious. Supermarket savvy dad saves 3,360 pounds on kebabs and Chinese food by making his own fakeaways from home. Guys, this guy solved the system.
I just took my glasses off in shock.
He used to spend as much as 80 pounds a week on takeout food just for him, including kebabs and curries. But now he slashed his fast food to just spend 10 pounds a week by buying his own food and cooking it at home. He figured out that you can cook.
Is this a revelation?
Apparently it is. This man figured out you can cook.
You eat out because it's a convenience. And generally, eating out is better food than most people
can make. Did you know you can cook at your own house?
Turns out. I do it quite a lot.
This guy's a genius, and he figured it out.
Sometimes I don't want to do it, though.
God damn it. That's the world we live in, where people are proud of themselves for cooking dinner.
Yesterday, Joe Biden and his wife, Jill, kicked off his 18-day, 18-county, no malarkey bus tour across Iowa.
I can't.
No malarkey.
No malarkey. It's got it painted across his bus in big, exciting letters. Like, that's not the stupidest fucking... Like, he's not the...
He's got, like, campaign manager who's railroading his fucking... They're like, they want Elizabeth Warren.
Clearly, because, like, how fucking... how much older and more out of touch can you seem?
I mean...
Is your goal to be
all
like...
All the people that can relate to it are dead.
Like...
Have been for probably 40 years.
Is your campaign goal to seem doddering? Are you going for the fucking Grandpa Simpson fans?
Yeah. Old man yells at cloud.
Yeah, like, just what the fuck?
Stop. Just,
who thought
just
this
stop.
Was a good idea?
And
the fact that he fucking approved it means he's actually a doddering old man. That's the best part. He is a fucking incompetent, doddering old man. And that's who you, like, as fucking much as you hate Trump, do you want a guy who thinks no malarkey is going to get the youth vote in there?
So I heard this clip of Trump. Yeah, you know, he's talking the presidential pardon of the turkey.
Yeah.
He's giving the history on it and how George H.W. Bush was the first one to pardon the turkey.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
Reagan was.
No, it was Bush.
I investigated this because I was curious.
It was Bush's idea, and he
got
was
it,
VP.
Because he was the VP.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, whatever. So, anyway, he's sitting there fucking reading off all these jokes, and he's like, and you know, I've met these turkeys, and it's a weird thing because, like, I've actually met them, unlike some of the people that say they have met me in this trial going on. Anyways, delivering all these comedy lines.
Yeah.
And they're mostly pretty, whoever his writer is, mostly pretty funny. And he fucking has one line. I can't remember what it is off the top of my head, but it was like kind of a, yeah. And he was like, oh, I don't know if I like that one right after he says it. Like, he didn't fucking read this before?
Definitely not.
Jesus.
That's why he's the best. He right. don't give a fuck.
No, he doesn't. It's like, I don't know if I like that line.
Speaking of people who would be bad at running the country, Kamala Harris' aide says in resignation letter, I have never seen an organization treat its staff so poorly.
Oh, here's my surprised face.
So Kamala Harris is falling apart. A fucking
terrible person. Well, you know what's great? So she was fucking talking shit on Tulsi Gabbard at one of the debates about yeah. her going on Fox.
Yeah.
And doing interviews. And Tulsi was like, I've talked to whoever. It's like,
yeah,
we're all one fucking country. We're not enemies with these people. Stop fucking treating it like that, morons. Yeah. And then the next week, Kamala Harris was on Fox News twice.
That's funny. So this is from the resignation letter. It's not acceptable to me that we encourage people to move from Washington, D.C. to Baltimore only to lay them off with no notice, with no plan for the campaign, without thoughtful consideration of the personal consequences to them or the consequences that their absence would have on the remaining staff. It is unacceptable that we would lay off anyone that we hired only weeks earlier. It is unacceptable that with less than 90 days until Iowa, we still do not have a real plan to win. That's damning. This is my favorite line from somebody. Meanwhile, Representative Marsha Fudge from Ohio, apparently a Democrat who has endorsed Harris, criticized some top aides for calling for the firing of campaign manager Juan Rodriguez.
Juan?
In an interview with the Times. I have told her there needs to be a change, Fudge said. The weakness is at the top, and it's clearly Juan. He needs to take responsibility. That's where the buck stops. The buck stops with her campaign manager, not with Kamala Harris. Right. That's the kind of president I want. The buck stops over there. The buck stops with somebody else. It's not my fucking problem I'm running my campaign into the ground.
Yeah.
The buck stops with not me.
It's
this other guy.
I mean, come on. That's kind of... That's sure. sort of the way Trump operates, too.
I agree, but I wouldn't vote for him either. Well, I might, but only because it's so fucking funny.
I was told by somebody they would lose all respect for me if I voted for him.
Oh, so is that why you're voting for him? Definitely, for sure, 100%.
Because
I'm going to, just in spite. Just because I don't want that person's respect.
Right.
I want to make sure I don't have their respect.
I'm like, is that something that really fucking matters that much? Do you really think that who you vote for president makes much of a fucking difference at all?
I mean, it's
because if you do think so,
I have no respect for you.
Right. You're a fucking moron.
Let me read this one last dumb headline and then we'll get on to emails and call it because I need to get food and get ready for work. Michigan police claim marijuana legalization has made work difficult.
What?
Now that marijuana is legal, we have to go out and solve real crimes and apprehend real criminals.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Michigan State Police say that legalization of marijuana is making their jobs difficult. Officers say they are able to smell marijuana at traffic stops, but are not clear on how law enforcement should handle each situation.
I mean, if they're fucking using it in their fucking vehicle.
Police are struggling to address reports they receive due to the legality of the substance.
That makes no fucking sense. You can't drink while you're driving.
Yeah, but
it's illegal. Smoking weed while you're driving is, guess what, still fucking illegal.
Not until they actually codify it. If it's not illegal to smoke cigarettes while you're driving.
No, weed is an intoxicating.
But is it codified that it's driving while intoxicated on marijuana?
I know when outside maybe of it's state to state.
Outside of pot just being illegal, if they didn't codify it.
They had to have. It's a DUI. Is driving under the influence. It doesn't matter.
DUI is under the influence of alcohol specifically.
No.
I bet it's not. Because here's why I think that.
Actually, it's not a DUI anymore. It's something else. It's
DWI, driving while intoxicated.
Yes.
Same thing.
It's not just, I'm pretty sure.
But if it's not specifically codified that marijuana counts as that.
Why the fuck wouldn't they?
Because it was already illegal on its own, so they wouldn't have to.
I mean, that's.
Because it was a fucking Schedule I substance, so
but
using it at all would have been illegal.
No, but I mean, if you're high,
Want to get high?
You don't have to be smoking currently to be high and drive.
Right.
That's, and they can't bust you for doing something 20 minutes ago and not having any evidence of it other than you're high.
Well, they can if you're black.
Well, that's true. They'll just shoot you.
They'll just shoot you and sprinkle a little crack on you.
That's fair enough.
So.
Yeah, well.
But if crack's legal.
If it's not, then the fucking states are dumb.
Colin, if crack's legal, how are they going to shoot
you? In Colorado, I know for a fact, in Colorado, they do.
Yeah, because Colorado probably thought it out pretty well.
Yeah, maybe. I guess it is Michigan. Michigan's fucking dumpster fire.
Right.
Should just. I think they should leave with California in the Cal exit. It should be the Cal Mish exit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also,
Michigan's terrible.
I don't know, man. I'm just saying.
Nobody needs that fucking stupid mitten.
Police are mad because they have to go out and do their actual jobs instead of just busting drug guys getting high. It's really tough for them. Have a little sympathy for these cops who have to work for the first time in their life. Wait till they have to justify shooting people. Then they're really going to not know what to do.
Right.
Fucking pieces of shit.
Yep.
We got a couple of emails.
Oh, one more thing.
Yeah.
Earlier this week, somebody, I remember, somebody on Facebook was talking and this, that, and the other thing, and they're, I think, alluding to me liking Trump or something. I don't fucking know. And I'd made the comment. I'm like, well, hey, if you guys are smart and nominate Tulsi Gabbard, I'll go ahead and I might vote for a Democrat there. Well, I don't know who that is.
Well, that's your fucking
problem. You should
problem.
Shut the fuck up and never talk about this again.
Yeah.
Just shut all the way fuck up. You're an idiot.
Yeah.
Oh, it fucking irritates me. Don't fucking walk around like you know a goddamn thing. If you're not paying any attention.
Well, they only know Trump
all you're
bad.
Paying attention is Orange Man bad.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's their political part.
Jesus
political
fucking
stance.
Christ.
Ben writes in. He says, hey, Colin, what did you end up doing with that Onkyo receiver I gave you a while back?
Chucked it. It was broken.
No fixing it?
Nope. Bad HDMI board. Ain't shit you can do about it.
That's
other than replace it, which will just go bad again, and it's not cost effective.
Fair enough.
Yeah, the Onkyo offered an exchange-up program.
Yeah.
Where you could buy a new receiver at a discounted price if you sent that one in. And I'm like, I shouldn't have to fucking purchase a new device when this is less than 5 years old.
I've had bad experiences with Onkyo myself. You know, the whole fire shooting out the top story.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it's sad. Onkyo. Integra, which is Onkyo's like... high-end line, it's good shit.
Yeah.
But the Onkyos.
Onkyos used to be really solid.
Yes,
but Onkyos they just
used to be really good stuff.
Went to shit over the last decade.
Everybody did. They all started making in China, and quality
fair.
Went down across the board.
And then we got one from Mimsy. Who the fuck was in the background last week?
Connor.
Why were they so needy?
Connor.
Connor is the answer to both those questions.
Yep. Connor is the answer to both those questions.
Remember when he used to write in, and by write in, I mean send me pictures.
Or send you pictures or tomes.
Yeah. Fuck.
Literal volumes.
Yeah, just novels. Yeah. Thicker than... Oh, shit, speaking of books, have you started reading that yet?
I haven't, I've been...
Go read Matt's book, Beyond the Spires of Navarine.
I mean, I started reading it,
but it's pretty good so far. I'm like 5 or 6 chapters in.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. I'm enjoying it. I'm digging it.
Nice. Yeah, I should pick that up and start reading.
Every time I see a typo, I just want to be a dickhead and like highlight it and take a picture and send it to him. Be like, oh, I can't believe you let this out the door like this. Like, what are you doing? What a mess. What a train wreck. But it's actually a really good book.
Nice. Good. I wonder if any of our other listeners have purchased it.
I don't know.
I linked it, so.
I think he said on Facebook that he's actually sold quite a few copies, so.
There's no excuses, people.
Yeah.
None excuse.
He's like, go give me Amazon ratings. I'm like, oh, I should do that. I want to finish reading it first, though, so I can give it an honest critique on there.
Right. You'd be like, this book was like pretty cool at first and turned into complete dog shit.
Like halfway through, it was just really like... He just gave up.
Oh, and then when they killed Snape?
The worst.
Fucking terrible.
The only likable character. Albus Snape.
Dinglehopper.
I don't know. Anyway, Connor was in the background and needy.
Yep.
There's a Hulu bundle that includes Disney Plus and ESPN Plus for like $2 more.
I know. Yeah.
Would consider it.
Where can you find it?
I don't know.
I see the ad for it, and when I go to try to sign up, there's nothing.
Huh. I don't know.
It leads me to nothing. It leads me to think that it's just some really fucking somebody spent a lot of money on a phishing scheme.
No, it's real.
It's Disney, Hulu, and ESPN.
But why would I want ESPN?
It will give you everything for what you're paying for Hulu.
It's a few bucks more, but yes.
Yeah.
I thought about getting that too.
Me too.
But then I was like, there's nothing on Disney that I want to watch.
Yeah.
So
I need to figure that out because I would totally do that.
Rookie of the Year sucks.
Shut the fuck up. Shut all the way the fuck up.
Lord of the Rings aged well. Makes me happy. I agree. I mean, there's chunks of Lord of the Rings where, like, it looks kind of sloppy, particularly the later films when they get real into CG with Legolas sliding down elephant trunks.
Yeah.
But in general, those movies were just beautifully shot because a lot of it was just shot on location, so it just looks great. And a lot of the fucking sizing was, like, camera tricks instead of CG where they would, like, build a giant table up front and a small table in the back and then like line it up. So it that was some neat shit.
Gandalf next to Frodo is the weirdest. That one fucks with me.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
The way they fucking, like, have you seen the behind the scenes on how they film those fucking shots? It's so cool, man.
Frodo's sitting like way behind him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's neat shit.
But they look right next to each other. It's like fucking weird. It's
really well done camera tricks.
Yes.
I love it. Kanye is actually a genius. Fucker started church knowing the loopholes and now makes all this money. Oh, he started a church? Did he?
I didn't know that.
So he's just fucking tax exempt now because he's making Christian music? What a genius.
I mean, he is a fucking genius. Like, he's a marketing, self-promoting genius.
Yeah.
For sure.
I mean, he always has been.
Yep. Every time he comes out and says something kind of ridiculous, oh, new album comes out, oh, debuts at one, oh, stays at one for a couple of weeks, and he makes a shit ton of money.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
Yes, he does.
Hope you both had a good Thanksgiving. I did. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it was fine.
I had two good Thanksgivings, and I have a shit ton of leftovers in the fridge that I'm very excited about eating. Nice. And pies. Cheers, Mims. Thank you for writing in. I hope you also had a very good Thanksgiving. I don't have anything witty or funny to go out on this week.
I don't hope she had a good Thanksgiving.